Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. I would like to read to you tonight from James chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Quote, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him." Verse 13, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone." And verse 14, James provides for source of temptation, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own idios, his own desires, and enticed. Then when desire or lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Verse 16, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." When we discuss the biblical model of counseling, we begin with the radical understanding that human nature is primarily sinful, and that is a truth that traditional theories of human personality will not allow or does not want to recognize. And so therefore, these traditional models are limited in what they can offer. On the other hand, the biblical model conforms to intrinsic reality in that it has no prejudice. Its epistemology is based on thus saith the Lord. It recognizes the reality of pride and what prideful, sinful individuals will do to cover their behavior, to found or create excuses for their sinfulness and why they do what they do, believing that their moral imperative is doing what they so choose. And so James provides for us a framework for understanding what goes on within the human heart. Verse 13 again, "Let no one say when he is tempted," and this, of course, the word tempted here means solicitation to evil. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, thus assigning blame to God. And notice the sentence, I am tempted by God. Notice the I is at the beginning of the sentence. And then we have verb, of course, tempted. And the source against God. So God is the blameworthy agent within destruction. Then James says, for God cannot be tempted by evil, neither does he himself tempt anyone. James exempts God from this very bogus equation. Then James, verse 4, tells what is really going on. He states that each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and the individual is fully engaged within the temptation. And the source are his own desires. It is those forces within his own. So, denial, seeking to assign blame to another, seeking to say, well, the source of what I do is outside of my control, and so thus exempting the individual as the agent of his own destruction is removed. What is recognized is that the individual creates his or her estate or condition. Verse 15, then when desire hath conceived, it gives birth to sin. So we define harmatia or sin as lack of conformity to the will of God, whether it be an act, disposition, or state. And notice, this sin grows up. Something that may have started out as nothing really big or nothing really significant. But I want you to see the incremental gradualism involved in what sin creates within the life of the individual. This sin will grow up. When it, verse 15, when it, that is sin, is full grown, that is, when it comes to maturity, it brings forth death. See, in the compelling language of the Bible, the individual bears responsibility for his or her own conduct, for his or her own decision making, and the results thereof, either good or bad. And you see this ethos both in the New Testament as well as in the Old Testament. There are some prefixes in the biblical Hebrew that allow us to see that whatever act the individual does, it is already there. That is, the consequences are intrinsically involved in the act or action, whether good or bad. So, very important to realize that within the pages of Scripture, what is important is not what one says, but it is what one does. Jesus, the great physician, the complete physician, said, by their fruits, you shall know them. That is, by what people do, by their actions. Actions create destiny. And it is very, very powerful to realize that for every action, there is a consequence. Now, there are those who believe that they are exempted from consequences, and they may very well be from the consequences of man. But we're talking about God and what God does. To those who attempt to live in such a way, or to live as moral relativists, or to think themselves exempt from the consequences of their actions, God can still move in to that individual's life and bring his justice for that individual's action back just down into his life. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Both Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung recognized the darkness of the human heart. Yes, it is imperative to read deeply and to read what these individuals said. Please read by Carl Jung, Modern Man in Search of a Soul, in which he talks about the findings of both Freud and he with regard to the darkness of the human heart. Please read this material. They bear witness to what the Word of God states. Every time I read these secular documents, I go back to the Word of God and I find that as far there are those who will be honest and understand that what they are saying with regard to human nature is real insofar as it conforms to what the Scripture says and what the Scripture teaches about the human heart. Notice what James also says, verse 16, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." Self-deception, prideful self-deception, is also a part of the human condition. The Word of God sets individuals free from themselves. There are people who have buried rage, buried anger. There are people who are so angry, and their anger is so deep that they have forgotten how deep it is buried within their hearts. God can deal with that. There are people who have bitterness, resentment. There are people who have worry, people who have anxiety or depression that the Word of God can take out of their lives. This is very real. But pastors have, in my generation, within the seminary, were told that they were ill or unable to meet these needs of the human heart. And after being so years in ministry and reading so much inside psychology and taking so many courses in psychology, I get to see that, yes, these people may be brilliant at telling individuals what is going on, but one thing the therapist and the psychiatrist do not have are answers for the human condition. Yes, one may be assigned chemicals to help with the spiritual conditions of the heart, but only the Word of God can take away those things that are truly hurting individuals. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.